When it comes to video games, where is the line between inspiration and stealing? And the reason I'm asking that is earlier today, I jumped on Fortnite and was able to play the 1993 version of Doom via Fortnite Creative. Now, in fairness to the creator, the game was actually called Boom, and from what I can tell, was painstakingly built from the ground up using the Unreal Editor for Fortnite. And if you're not aware of what that tool is, the Unreal Editor essentially is a Pandora's box of creativity for players. All of the assets, tools, and skins from Fortnite are available in this editor, allowing users to create unique experiences and, of course, original games. And this editor has revolutionized Fortnite. Because a game that gained popularity as a battle royale is now pretty much seen as a metaverse. A game where players can meet up with friends, explore new user-generated worlds, and play games that they create themselves. But within that transformation, Fortnite finds themselves with a very interesting problem on their hands: theft. And nowhere is this problem more clear than with the recent breakout hit of Only Up. Days after Only Up became insanely popular among streamers and gamers alike, dozens of Fortnite clones have appeared in Fortnite Creative. For example, you have Only Up, Only Up 2, Only Up Time Travel, Only Down, Only Up Checkpoint, Only Up Low Gravity, and of course my personal favorite, Only Farmers. Not to be confused with the dating site farmersonly.com, which is not the sponsor for today's show. But I'm all ears. And yes, that was a corn joke. Now keep in mind, Fortnite, for the most part, is free. So for a gamer wanting to play Only Up, instead of having to pay $9.99 on Steam to acquire it, they can now play a very similar version of this game for free using Fortnite, which is extremely appealing, especially in today's FOMO world of gaming. Although I will say that in many cases, the Fortnite versions of the game remind me of that meme that's like, "Mom, I want to play Five Nights at Freddy's." And mom is like, "We have Five Nights at Freddy's at home." Meanwhile, here's Five Nights at Freddy's at home. And yes, that is a clone of Five Nights at Freddy's in Fortnite. And look, these are not isolated incidents. While exploring Fortnite Creative, I was able to find God of War clones, Among Us clones, there's a DayZ clone, and of course, countless Resident Evil clones. Now recently, I just finished reading Austin Kleon's book, Steal Like an Artist. And in that book, Austin quotes Picasso, who says, "A good artist copies, but a great artist steals." Expanding upon the idea that nothing in this world is original, because all art or creations are inspired by someone or something else that at some point in our life we have come across. And you'll forgive me, because Austin says it so much better saying, "All creative work builds on what came before." For example, with this show, I didn't just come up with this idea out of the blue. No, I was inspired by the Jon Stewarts, the Kind of Funnies, the Ashley Burns, the Philip DeFrancos, the G4s of the world. But in that concoction of inspiration, you know, I took out ideas or things that I liked most, and we hopefully came up with something that feels like a unique show experience with Nerf Gaming News. However, in the case of these Fortnite clones, I mean, that is definitely not happening. I mean, when you take a game like Only Up and just copy it, that's not expanding upon an original work of art. That is stealing. Whereas if you were to take the game Only Up and transform it, remix it, and honor it by implementing it into some like other new ideas, then yeah, that is where, in my eyes at least, these games aren't just becoming blatant ripoffs of the original titles. And look, I totally see the argument of like, Call of Duty and Battlefield are pretty much the same game, and you don't call them stealing, or Forza and Gran Turismo are just racing games, you're not calling them thieves. However, the difference there is that in all of those games, they take a base concept like first-person shooters or racing, and they make it their own. I mean, if we're gonna stay on the Only Up topic, then yeah, that is a parkour genre. So make all of the parkour games that you want. But to make a parkour game that is exactly the same as the original game and then call your game only up with zero new concepts or ideas to transform the original art, then yeah, that is not cool in my book, and 100% is just theft. Now, to Fortnite's credit, they are aware of this and they have created rules in hopes of preventing theft. Rule 1.15 in the creator's rule says the content you create, publish, or use cannot infringe or violate someone else's rights, including their intellectual property rights, such as by infringing another's copyright or trademark. So in theory, if a developer wants to squash a Fortnite clone, they 100% can do it. But what do you all think? When you see Fortnite clones like these, I mean, do you consider it stealing or do you think it's fair game? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. And don't forget, Nerf Gaming News Hotline is live. Yeah, the link is down in the description. Click it. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know what you thought about today's story or any other story in the world that has you interested. Until next time, my name is Bryant. Thank you all so much for watching, and we will see you in the next video.